In Buffalo, about three-quarters of the sun will be obscured. It will not affect the daylight, and it will still be dangerous to look directly at the sun. But there are ways to safely view it, including special filtered glasses. Mark Percy, director of the Williamsville Planetarium, says one should be sure the glasses are made by a reliable source and do not attempt to use binoculars or a telescope, even if you are wearing those special glasses.
That's a really important thing to know about these glasses. They're only safe to use when directly over the eyes. They do make filters that can go over binoculars or telescopes, but those objects, those tools actually gather more light than the eye does, so you actually need a darker filter to use with binoculars or a telescope. And if you were to try to use it with just the glasses, it wouldn't be enough protection.
If you can't get your hands on those glasses, you can project the image of a partially blocked sun. Percy explains one technique.
What you do is you take an envelope, cut a hole in it about the size of a dime, doesn't even have to be a very uniform hole, and then slip that over a small cosmetics mirror or any other small handheld mirror, and you can bounce the sunlight off of that mirror into a room that's darkened or onto a white board or sheet under a tree or something so that it's darker. And what that'll let you do is make a nice big projection of the sun.
For more information about how to safely watch the eclipse and where special events are being hosted, go to buffaloeclipse.org. And be sure to remember the date, April 8th, 2024. That's when another solar eclipse will be visible over Buffalo, and that time it will be a total eclipse. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.